Today's target grammar is the difference between terms for family members, is that right?
そうですね。父 my father, and お父さん father.
So in today's dialogue, Fuyuka introduced her family members. What words did she use?
She used 父 母 祖母 弟 and 妹.
Alright, and when Fabrizio was confirming who each family member was, he used a different set of words, didn't he?
そうですね。He said, お父さん、お母さん、おばあさん、弟さん、妹さん。
Well, Fuyuka was introducing her own family, so she's using these non-respectful forms.
父、母、祖母、弟、妹。
Whereas Fabrizio is confirming Fuyuka's family members, and he's an outsider, so he's using the respectful form.
お父さん、お母さん、おばあさん、弟さん、妹さん。
So if you meet your host family, you would refer to them as お父さん and お母さん。
そうですね。
etc.
はい。
Not 父、母、that's weird.
When you're talking about your own family in a polite situation, I recommend you to use父、母、弟、妹, that kind of non-respectful terms.
Otherwise, it sounds childish, or it can even sound a little bit... what's the word? No, it's not rude, but...
In the casual situation, people use the respectful terms for their own family, but in a polite situation, it sounds a bit childish, I would say.
Yeah. All right, so check out the PDF and have a look at those two lists. The list of respectful words for family members and the words that you would use to describe your own family members.
レベッカさんの家族は何人ですか
?4人です。
4人 ?4 people?
Yes. 父と母と弟と私です。
ああ、そうですか。お父さんとお母さんと弟さんとレベッカさんですね。
はい。
あ、あと、犬もいますよね。
犬もいます。大きい犬がいます。
あ、そうですか。じゃあ家族はお父さん、お母さん、弟さん、レベッカさんと大きい犬。
はい。ナオミ先生は?
私の家族は5人です。
You have 5 people in your family.
それから犬です。
And one dog.
はい。父、母、弟、祖母、それから私です。
あ、そうですか。お父さん、お母さん、弟さん、おばあさんと、ナオミ先生です。
そうです。
犬です。
あ、そうです、そうです。小さい犬が。
small dog, one small dog. Okay.